This is an NBA Finals Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
27 years since the last Finals game in this building. I know our fan base is really excited, as they should be. But as a team, us inside the locker room, we have more work to do.
With Andy Dirk Johnson and Brandon Sprague, NBA Finals Week on The Fan is brought to you by Video Only. For the best deals on Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs, shop Video Only. Or you'll be sorry. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you.
Not trying to be a chotch.
No chotches out here today.
I'm a closet Artist Gilmore fan.
We do have some Artist Gilmore fans out there, though. We have a lot to get to in the final hour of the radio.
See you at the parade.
See you at the parade, New York. We had a heated debate yesterday via text. Should the Cargo Short Classic be a stroke play event or a match play event?
Well, this was created by
differing
somebody
perspectives.
Else.
Oh,
this was
okay.
Not us.
No, it was not us. No, I'm not saying it was us. We just had a debate.
I think you want it match play because if somebody blows up somewhere early on the front nine and somebody's up, you know, 8-9 strokes by the turn.
That is the argument that I made. Now, the counter argument presented was, who are we talking about here? They are both very capable of blowing up.
I understand that.
And that is certainly, you could have a 9-shot lead evaporate in 2 holes because you hit 2 tee shots
but
out of bounds
would think
in Cardinal 11.
We would want, if we can contrive a little drama throughout the match, I think that's better for the audiences.
I think the best thing is to do, because Dusty wants it to be straight up. Just count the strokes, who's got the low score.
He just wants the winner to have a winning score of like 109.
Yeah.
You know, he wants there to be a number next to the name instead of a 3-2 match play result.
You might think they're bad. And Stone Creek certainly is capable. That 4-hole stretch is capable.
That 4-5-hole stretch on the back nine can eat your lunch.
I don't think we're gonna get a winner at 109. That's a pretty high score.
You think somebody gets below their Does somebody finish with triple digits?
Swag, can I tell you a very embarrassing thing?
One or two. That should be our poll question.
I played last week on Friday after the show. I'm ashamed to even say this out loud.
No, it's okay.
I was at plus 20 at the turn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
At the turn.
You shot a 56 on the front?
I didn't know how to swing.
Where were you playing?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
It makes it worse, actually.
No. Oh, no.
Not a hard course.
Oh, no.
And so I was mentally broke. I shot below 100.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, you still ended up breaking 100.
Even my worst possible golf of my life.
Yeah, 56.
A 109 would be insane.
Yeah.
If that's the winning score.
It won't be a 109. From the white tees, it won't be a 109.
If the winning score is 105 or higher, there was no winner.
all losers
here. I'm declaring we're already all losers.
There you go.
Okay. But Rob says it should be match play, but we can also still keep
you
scores.
You can still keep score.
You can keep a ballpark. Like, there's an element of not.
Yeah.
If you're at a 9, can we just,
Well, at some point, somebody wins the hole, and you just
pick it up.
But see, if they're 10 feet away, I kind of want them to putt. And then if that putt doesn't go in, but you're close, then pick it up.
Yeah, let's see the final putt. I'm okay with that. I think there's a balanced way to do it. We're getting close. Everybody's very excited. Cargo Short Classic coming to Stone Creek on June 19th. It'll be a Juneteenth tournament. Can't wait. Getting closer and closer. Lots to get to in the final hour. Let's start with the Magic Hat.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
That's right, folks. It is magic hat time. We throw them into the hat. Swag pulls them out, and we talk about them. That's
how
it works.
The wait is over!
Welcome back, everybody, to a wonderful Magic Hat Thursday.
Timmy Mona says hi. I bumped into him in Costco over the weekend.
What's up, Timmy? We love you.
Of all
at
the random
Costco?
Costco.
What was he buying? What was he looking at?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. What section were
what
you in?
What aisle were you in?
We were
remember?
In amongst all of the clothing.
Mm.
Oh, you're looking for new clothes. You're Kirkland.
You're Kirkland brand guy, huh? Look,
well, I found they had I needed some new swimsuits for the Adriatic Sea.
Yes, you're
going
to get ready.
Kirkland?
They had Nautica swimsuits for like $12. I was like, okay, let's
go. I think they buy the rights to put Nautica on the tag. It's
That's
Kirkland.
Fine. I don't care. Grab two of them. I'm like,
dude, I'll rep Kirkland anything, man.
Me too.
You want me to wear? I'll get Kirkland tattooed on my chest if you want me to.
I'm fairly certain the green shorts I'm wearing today are Kirkland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're comfortable.
I don't buy enough clothes at Costco.
That's a good take.
I've never bought anything at Costco that I haven't liked or worn. Everything I've ever, clothing-wise, that I've ever purchased at Costco has turned out to be a winner for me.
My only no-nos of Costco shopping, like I will not ever, fruit, vegetables.
Yes. Adamantly against.
They're too...
I also won't do bread. Bread and bagel, I could just get too much. You can freeze it technically, but...
That's what I do is I put a loaf in the fridge or the freezer and I wait for it and then pull it out the day before.
But anything else, man, I'm all about it. What do we got?
We begin with Mr. Goodnut.
Yeah, this is mine. Give me a second here. I got lost on a drops page.
Okay.
All right.
This is going to be a familiar friend of the show.
Did you find Mr. the clip? I can play it if you can't find it there.
I got it right here.
There
so
you go.
This is a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Super out of context.
Okay.
So I'm just going to fire the audio off.
Tom Brady's Good Nut. I don't know what you want me to do. It's the name of the water. It's the best one in the world. Will be repurchasing 10 out of 10 Good Nut. Tom Brady's nut is very good. Thank you. Bye.
The thank you bye at the end is great. The Good Nut, there's a lot of drops in there.
The very end of it, just saying Good Nut, thank you, bye. Somebody needs to show Tom Brady that clip exists. That's our good friend Lucy Birch.
Lucy, we love you. We miss you.
We'll get her back on during football season. She filmed herself. She's drinking Tom Brady's new coconut water. Yes, indeed, called... Good Nut
water.
Now, I tried to find her video from yesterday. She's done multiple videos on this. That one's good.
She's got multiple nut videos now?
Is she angling for an endorsement? Is that what she's angling
for? Oh, I think she's aiming for a lot with Tom Brady. Yeah.
Well,
the nut.
A lifetime.
The dream.
And the nut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Lucy will be
honest. Trying de-aging. To crack that nut.
Yeah. I think she'd be after it. But she had a really funny one yesterday. And she's like, I'm just out here giving lines and giving... You know, free publicity and coming up with good ideas. I want to know who decided to call us coconut water.
It's a brilliant idea.
Mr. Goodnut?
Goodnut.
Not
no,
Tom
it's just
Brady.
Goodnut.
Oh, it's
Goodnut.
Goodnut.
Goodnut is the name of the water.
Okay.
I did see when it was released, I laughed out loud because it's hilarious. And whoever did deserves a massive pay raise.
He's teamed up with GoPuff, who I think makes the Built Bar.
Okay.
You know, it's basically like a marshmallowy candy
bar.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Somehow that's healthy.
Oh.
Swear to God, I've eaten that twice. And I'm
I
like,
can
this,
eat those?
How does this have 20 grams of protein?
I'm calling BS on that one. That doesn't seem right. I will also give you a take because this is a brilliant idea in marketing strategy and in line with our hot food and water and beverage takes.
Remember my honey names?
Your honey names are pretty good,
Brandon's,
too.
Brandon's Honey Pot.
Honey Pot. Brandon's Honey Pot was good.
Yep.
Coconut water is disgusting. Disgusting.
You think it's gross?
I can't stand it.
You think it's nasty?
The second the nut hits my lip, I spit it out.
Okay, continue.
All right. Good for you.
I'll get that.
I think we just...
Are you a big coconut water guy? I know it's healthy for you.
I'm not big. No, I don't drink it.
Isn't it supposed to be like super
no, it's good for
beneficial?
Yeah,
like
it's
a super healthy beverage?
Yeah.
I don't blame you for not liking it.
The texture and the flavor of it, it's just...
Texture.
You're not,
it's a texture.
You're not
it's a
drinking
texture.
It because of the wonderful flavor or...
Why do you know what a nut texture is?
Wow.
I've opened a coconut before on an island.
Good for you, man.
With the lime in the coconut.
I don't actively seek out coconut water. I
no, I don't.
That, but
I've accidentally drank one when it's the last moment.
Have you had
moment.
One in a coconut, like fresh?
No, I've never had fresh coconut water. No,
it does, and maybe it's because you're on vacation,
and drinking it out of a coconut.
Well, yeah.
It seems to taste a little better that way than the nut out of the can.
You got a straw in a coconut. I could see that.
You give me a fresh
when
nut
in Rome, on the beach,
fresh meat in the coconut.
Dude,
yes,
you give me some nut. with a little bit of that meat, that is delicious to drink. But I'll tell you right now, the canned nut, not as good.
No.
Does not sit the same way as a fresh nut does.
Especially when you're taking a sip of something and you're expecting water.
Oh, and it's just
and then you
thick.
Get coconut yeah. water. You're oh, like, wait, what was that?
You're kind of gargling it.
Not good. What else? Not
box office boom.
This is also mine.
Ooh,
look,
double dip.
Coming up, Brandon. No, I meant to get this last week. I'll throw it at you guys again. We are heading into the summer stretch. Summer starts
yes,
today for many families.
Season. Last day of school for many.
It's blockbuster season. Steven Spielberg is back in the theaters. He's got another Alien
Disclosure
movie.
Disclosure Day.
Looks very interesting. I can't tell if the aliens are good or bad guys. Or
they seem bad. It feels like there's probing going on.
Feels like the government's bad, actually, is what we're going to find out because they've been covering it up.
They let him in.
We got The Odyssey around the corner by Christopher Nolan. Spider-Man around the corner. Like, we got some pretty good big movies coming out. Is there anything that's going to get you guys to go to the box office this summer?
Yes. I actually, it's like one of my summer, resolutions for the summer? Can I
like
have a summer, like a summer goal,
yeah.
summer resolution, is to see multiple movies in the theater.
I love that.
That's one of my goals for this summer. We have a neighborhood theater. Now, I don't know if I want to see Odyssey there because... It's
I
an IMAX.
Go to IMAX.
If I'm doing it, I want the full experience with it.
And I've never seen like a theatrical IMAX.
I think I have, but it's been a long time.
Animal stuff.
I guess that's a good point. Maybe the OMSI movies that they would show there back in the day.
That's what I've seen.
Is that our only IMAX theater?
I think there's.
Do we have another one that I'm not aware of?
Maybe Cinetopia had one.
Do they have one? But the only one I've ever been to is OMSI before.
Okay.
Cinetopia closed down.
Maybe like a decade.
Oh, really? Where have I been?
Well, you don't live on the west side.
That's true. I don't live over. You used to go over
you don't
there.
Go to, well, yeah, but you don't
kitchen
go to Progress
theater?
Ridge.
Yeah? Yeah? No? Okay. Wow.
I think it might be something else, but I'm pretty sure that place closed.
Okay. Well, anyways, so that one I want to see I want to experience the entire thing. But yeah, it's like I got another kid on the way. It's one of my regrets of not doing more before I had a kid of like on a random Tuesday afternoon when I literally had nothing to do every day of like, let's go see a movie. Just go check something out. I did it a couple of times and every time I did it, I enjoyed it. So before a second kid comes around and my plans are derailed and football season begins, especially with the list. Like, all of them do. I'm not Spider-Man or Superman or whatever stupid.
Spider-Man movie
Supergirl.
Might be really good.
I'm out. I want another. I'm okay. I just don't
Tom
need
Holland's
it.
A really good Spider-Man.
That's awesome. I'm okay. I don't need to
you
see
You know the movie you don't go see?
Let me guess. The Uncle Dies?
That was the very first one.
Is he gonna shoot some webs and beat some bad guys?
Well, now, MJ and his best friend have forgotten he exists because of what happened at the end of the last one.
Is
Doctor
he an
Strange.
Emo Spider-Man still? Is he emo Spider-Man still thing? Or is he... Are we moving on our... What was Garth Brooks' name? What was his alter ego?
Oh, Chris Gaines?
Is our Chris Gaines Spider-Man done?
No. Yeah.
Is he back to Garth Brooks?
Okay.
Is he wearing the red and the blue?
You know, somehow...
For the 250 of America?
Me having to defend it makes me actually feel like a nerd. I'm
you
not going to defend it.
MJ, I can't do my nerdy voice.
Spider-Man
you
is going to shoot down his
Thank
webs
you.
And say hello to his former friend.
Thank you. Needed that one. But yeah, Disclosure Day and
Odyssey.
I actually want to see Backrooms too.
You do want to go see
that. I do.
That.
It's a weird idea and it seems like it's spooky.
You're like trapped in an office that shows alternate universes?
I'm in. What the hell, dude?
So the other one that I will tell you right now I'm all out on. Like, there's not a soul in the world that will get me to watch it. If you think I'm going to pay or use my free movie tickets that I get as a member on watching live-action Moana and The Rock with a wig, you're out of your effing mind. I'm okay with some of the remakes. I watched a Lilo and Stitch in theaters with the humans versus... Delightful, actually. And I know it's the same story. You're not getting me with The Rock and a wig. No, I'm out. I'm not doing that.
I think
that.
The Odyssey might get me IMAX. That one might get me to go.
Now that seems like a big movie moment.
Yeah.
Dude, he is...
He's the GOAT. I mean,
he is
one of the GOATs.
He's the director of... He's the Tom Cruise of directors, man.
Yes,
when he makes a movie, you need to go see it.
Oppenheimer was unbelievable.
It was unreal.
So good. So good.
You didn't see it, did you?
I didn't see it in theaters.
Yeah. It was
and
unbelievable
I regretted it.
In a
yeah,
theater.
You should. It. That was a real... Barbenheimer. What a moment.
I missed it.
Floating City.
Yes, this is added to the like worst possible things that you could ever try and sell me on. But some people will do it, and let me explain. So I feel like... Now, I know Swag is going on a bit of a cruise next
I am going to
week.
A floating city.
You are. There's a bit of
it is a series of 140-some-odd little itty-bitty islands or whatever they're
called. How many people are on your ship?
On the ship?
On your ship.
There are, it's a max of 220 guests in the crew, 75 to 80, I think.
Okay, so it's on the smaller scale of cruises. I would say in the general idea of like a carnival cruise, this is a pretty...
No, it's not there with 6,000 guests and 3,000 crew members and hantavirus waiting for you.
Well, if you think that sounds bad, can I take it to another level?
Oh, what
you got? How about we take that idea, make it bigger, and you never leave? Because that's in the plans right now. Plans have been released for a $16 billion mile-long ship capable of carrying 80,000 people. It's going to be called the Freedom Ship, and it's going to be home to about 50,000 people, space for 10,000 tourists and 20,000 crew members at all times. The Freedom Ship is envisioned to be a permanent mobile city at sea designed for long-term residence rather than short-term travel. And it's going to be about 8 times the size of the largest in the Royal Caribbean Icon of the Seas fleet.
Wow.
It's going to have a 15,000-seat stadium on board, schools, colleges, shops, clubs, a water park, a music hall, museums, parks, and more. And it's basically going to run on nuclear energy, and it's too large to dock, and it's just going to remain in international waters.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to go around the world every 2 to 3 years.
So where in the international waters are we talking, just in case it explodes like a nuclear bomb?
Exactly.
It does not,
it's running on nuclear?
It does not give the planned route, but it's basically a place for people to... I'm imagining the cell is for a retirement.
Why would you do this?
I don't know.
I really want to know from somebody why you would want to do this.
I don't know. Gambling purposes can't be the case anymore because you can gamble anywhere. International waters doesn't matter.
My condo for probably what it's cheaper than to buy a place at this place.
I guess, one, it'll depend on what the cost is. If I'm living there permanently, I need to have more than a little stateroom. I need to have...
You ain't going to have a luxury suite here, dude.
But at least an apartment.
It's going to be a 500 square foot apartment.
I'm out.
It sounds like a horrible idea.
You're never getting off the boat either. You have all these amenities. Yeah. What do you need to leave for? It's like, why won't you let me leave?
Yeah.
It's becoming a scary movie now that I'm describing it out
loud. It's Hotel California in the ocean.
There are no established residential costs yet. So they don't know. They have not come up with an estimate yet.
I just never get it, dude. I'll never understand it.
Go travel around the world every 3 years. That's cool. I'll stay on land.
All right, quick one here. False alarm. This is mine. I don't know if you guys... Did you know the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships are going on?
I'm well aware because they wouldn't get off my TV screen yesterday because we had SVP and Inside the NBA on. After a 29-point comeback, and they finally we're going to sign off now. We'll be on ESPN2. Well, I'm like, good, get out of here.
It was either Monday or Tuesday, early in the afternoon, Eugene police were called. They evacuated the stadium.
Bomb threat. I saw that.
Fortunately, it turned out to be nothing. They didn't find anything and were able to give the all clear later in the afternoon. But if you were an athlete, and from time to time, every once in a while, something happens near a college campus or stadium or something. Could you go out and compete then?
With a bomb threat hanging over you?
Even if it was found to be a total hoax or a misunderstanding or whatever?
Yeah, I think my mind would probably go, and maybe this is not a good place for your mind, my mind would go to, there's no way that's real if I'm in that spot competing. Who's bombing that?
They bombed the 96 Olympics.
The 96 Olympics are a little bit bigger of a deal than what event's going on right now?
The NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships.
She's not taking the threat seriously.
I'm not taking the threat seriously. What percentage of bomb threats are real?
I don't know.
I've never done the math.
But it only takes one.
Yeah. Sure. How many actually come to fruition? How many bombs have been lit off in the United States in the last 40 years?
A very interesting take by you.
Bomb threats are the least of my... if somebody threatened some sort of active shooter situation, that's far more realistic than a bomb threat. I feel like bomb threats are a dime a dozen every week.
Really?
Yeah. We get a lot of bomb threats. Oh, okay.
Well, I just don't know if I agree. I think a bomb threat or an active shooter thing, I'm terrified.
So if you were competing in there, you would legitimately think somebody put a bomb?
I'd be worried about it, yeah.
Inside the track?
I wouldn't be like, well,
underneath
you're there. You're finally
let me know when to go run.
Season.
No big deal.
Here we go.
What?
Yeah. I'd say, when are we going to get this stupid search over with? Yeah. Let's go run. There's not a bomb inside Hayward Field.
Wow. Has the robot found it yet?
Nobody's bombing Hayward Field. Breaking news.
I have not seen an update. All the reports said that Eugene police and the campus would release more information as the investigation continues, but
how do you even begin to investigate that? Because I'd imagine you're calling from a place that you can't retrace if you're calling in a bomb threat.
Can't call from payphones anymore.
That is
no,
true.
No, I you get the forensic guys to go figure out where.
Well, they clearly found out there's no bomb, so now the only
investigation is. So, yeah, you send the bomb squad in and the dogs and everybody.
There's nothing to be found.
So they couldn't find anything.
Yeah, and you go run.
And, but yeah.
Am I poo-pooing bomb threats too much?
I think you're poo-pooing bomb.
I think in this day and age, I get a threat of any kind, I'm
anything,
taking it pretty seriously.
I mean, one, you would...
There's a lot of threats that I take very seriously when in public. Bomb threats are not one of them.
My thing is, if it gets to the point where law enforcement has been dispatched to go investigate
that's
it...
That's when I... Yeah,
well,
when
they have to.
There's
a bomb
already
threat, you have
been
to.
A level of screening to figure out, okay, this isn't just some...
See, I don't think that... if somebody calls and says there's a bomb there, what level of screening do you do? There's a bomb at Hayward Field. Hang up. You have to go investigate.
Well, first of all.
Do you not?
Don't you use a ransom
swatting
voice?
Happens a lot. When have you seen the swatting videos of people?
Yeah.
So swatting is essentially you calling somebody that they have a bomb or an active shooter.
Just to get people, yeah.
Just to get police to show up someplace, right. And they have to go do it. It happens to streamers all the time on YouTube.
It does.
Because they're live streaming, and they'll be like, all right, you got to put your hands up, and there's like 80 SWAT officers out there, because you have to do it. It's a bomb threat. So there's not a lot of vetting that takes place. And the second you get word of it, you have to go and fully investigate, because you've got to make sure. And I'm glad that they do that. I'm not saying don't investigate bomb threats. I'm saying I just would have the mindset more often of, What are the odds that there's actually a bomb there?
My cousin's kid yelled BS one time. We were in Sun River playing BS, and she yelled it so loud with so much energy that the neighbor next to our house called the cops, and they knocked on our house because they said there was a domestic
issue. Because somebody was screaming and yelling.
And we were like, no, we literally were playing BS card game. There's like 12 of us. She went crazy. And she just felt, she's like, oh, my God.
I am so sorry.
Embarrassing.
I am so sorry about that.
Now, if you did call in a bomb threat, a very empty one at that, the ransom voice. Are you using your own voice, or are you getting a voice changer?
Mm.
Are you doing the Home
doing
Alone 2?
Doing some AI stuff?
Howdy, yeah. This is Kevin McAllister, the father.
I don't think I wouldn't trust myself to change my voice enough. I would want some help.
So you need some
voice modifier or changer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
have one. It's a Magic Hat thing, but it probably relates to what you wanted to get to in the World Cup.
Okay. We'll get to that. We got a little more Magic Hat on the other side. A few more things left in the old Magic Hat. We'll get to those. And then we got to get to, of course, Game 5 Stanley Cup Final tonight. Do we go 9-for-9? Does it happen? Could it possibly happen? Back after this on The Fam.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
Only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
That's right, folks. Just halfway through, more Magic Hat to come. Game 5 Stanley Cup Final coming up tonight back in Raleigh. Who takes a commanding 3-2 series lead? It's been a hell of a Stanley Cup Final so far. We are 8-for-8. You were not the only one to text me last night, 7-for-8. I got multiple of those.
We'd never seen that in history, so
felt like it
wasn't
felt
the
like
dumbest
it.
Thing to text.
Not at all. That game, I mean, I stopped watching the game.
I kept it on.
I mean, it was still on,
like,
but I'm not sitting in front of my TV.
Yeah, see, I had my phone on with no sound, kind of below the window.
If you left and turned it off, I have no judgments to you.
Yeah, to me, the not watching versus watching is I'm actively on my couch engaged with it, as opposed to it's just on my TV and I'm up doing stuff.
Yeah, I hear that.
But if you're a sports fan, at some point, something somehow indicates to you you should flip it back on.
Yeah, I mean, as I'm walking by and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, they just cut it to 19, and I know that's not that close, but it's also not that wide in the modern NBA, so let's keep watching and see where this thing goes. So we'll see if we can go 9-for-9 tonight, Stanley Cup Final. Mm. What else we got in the old Magic Hat?
Let's see what we got here.
Additions in there. I got one more in there.
So delightful.
I love this. Nothing will warm your heart more than this clip. So you're getting all these countries for the World Cup staying in these random places. We've noted this, right?
Right.
The campuses.
And they tend to be, they don't want them in the heart of everything. They want to be
they're off
out
the
in
path
the outskirts,
a little bit.
So you're self-contained. You're not going to be bothered too much.
Look, Lawrence, Kansas is one of the host sites.
Small little college town.
It's hosting Algeria.
Sure.
This has got to, I think this guy's in his 80s. 80-year-old white guy in Kansas on a microphone. Where's your brain going?
Not to a good place.
Well, he was being interviewed by Algerian media.
Mm-hmm.
And take a listen.
Algeria. And what's the idea I have about Algeria? So I want to say thank you to Team Algeria for choosing our hometown, Lawrence, Kansas, to come here. And so welcome. Welcome to United States. Welcome to Kansas.
Okay. What do you know about Algeria, and what do you think make you to come to support Algeria?
So I came mainly because I was so happy that they chose our town for their base camp, and we just know Algeria is on the Mediterranean Sea, and then the south part is in the Sahara Desert, but we know that you gained independence from France. Kind of around the time I was born. So we don't know too much, but we want to welcome you here.
Yeah. Now, what about you?
Well,
what do you want to say about Algeria, and like, what do you have about idea about Algeria?
Well, yeah, the only idea I have is so far, everybody here has been very friendly and very welcoming, and I'm really glad Algeria is going to be here. And 1, 2, 3, vive l'Algérie.
Look at that. I played old white people in the Midwest, and you were like, oh, how racist could this get?
This is going to get ugly.
They're welcoming them all over. That's it's awesome, great. Dude. I loved that video. He seemed genuinely happy talking about having Algeria in Lawrence, Kansas.
That sounds like the kind of guy.
And this is the beauty of the event.
Without a doubt. That sounds like the kind of guy who's lived in Lawrence, Kansas probably his entire life. I think there's probably a lot of people who are in Lawrence, Kansas who don't ever leave Lawrence, Kansas, and that's all you know.
Well, but some of those people could also be scared.
They could, and I that's why it's so cool, is that you think about living in Lawrence, Kansas, and you're 80 years old. You've seen a lot of fun stuff. Kansas
no
national championships. Not a lot of football wins.
Jaden Daniels.
And now I have a World Cup team staying in my town. Like, where does that rank on your big board of cool stuff to happen in Lawrence, Kansas? Even if it's not like Spain or Germany or England or one of the big ones that we think might go on to win the tournament.
They're still playing in it.
They're playing in it. And it's that's one of the fun parts about it so far. It's been, look, we live in a really ugly time in a lot of ways. It's been really cool to see, and it's actually up to my interest in the event, to be honest with you.
The unifying
nature of like Europeans coming over here and people from different countries coming over here and experiencing America and the embrace and the selling out a soccer game in Auburn, Alabama, which is not, in my head, a soccer haven or a place that lives and breathes the sport, but it's messy, it's a big deal, and you're playing at the it has gotten me significantly more interested, because all of the World Cup headlines for forever
have been corruption.
It's corruption, and we're renting out a penthouse that we're not using.
Price gouging.
And we're costing cities millions of dollars, it's $30,000 to get into a game, and it's, you know.
You know the states that have hosted, I don't think it's all the states, but a certain amount of the states that have been hosting these, they've bypassed $57 million in standard taxes to allow this.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
this is what they get away with.
I feel like they could actually
this is what they
the
get away
in
with
these communities
for their little gold trophy. This is
that's
what
the
they
thing
get
that
away
I hate
with.
About it. It's like, it's such a cool unifying event and you're rooting for the countries. It's not the players' fault.
No.
But it is the other side of it that's gotten more of my attention. Until the delightful older people of Lawrence, Kansas welcoming in Algeria.
Very cool, man. That's a very cool story. Go Algeria.
There you go. We have That's Some Bull.
Where would the lawsuit number be for you if you were this person? This came out in local news. I think it was last night or this morning. I can't remember. Remember 2 years ago at the Sisters Rodeo when a bull jumped the fence and stomped on some people?
I do remember that
And
story.
Went rummaging around.
That was a big deal.
It was a massive deal. It made huge news. Well, we have an update on the story, and that is those people who were trampled on have filed a lawsuit. And
I
they
would
are
imagine
looking
so.
For some damages.
I would think so.
These ones always crack me up of like, how do you get to this number? Like,
that's the lawyers.
What creative strategy do you come up with to say this is the amount
it's
of
start
harm?
Number? Remember, it's right. A start number.
It's a negotiation.
Yeah. Two different people have filed a pair of lawsuits seeking a total of $11.5 million from rodeo organizers. For those who don't remember, it was a Sisters Rodeo 2 years ago. A bull by the name of Party Bus, I think was the name of the bull.
That's right, it was Party Bus.
Party Bus decided to hop the fence at the event, and I've been to a handful of rodeos. That's, you know, pretty shocking stuff you don't usually see. Rummage around the crowd. A few people got trampled on. I don't believe anybody died.
No, but people got pretty hurt.
Yeah. And much of the video went viral and internationally. So there was Allison Hickey, who is a Bend resident who was at the rodeo. She filed a $9.25 million lawsuit claiming when it jumped that it landed on her, breaking her arm, shoulder in four places, crushing soft tissue in one of her legs. And then we have a lawsuit from Kristen Wirt of Ridgefield, Washington, for $2.3 million, claiming she suffered extensive injuries to her legs, arms, and shoulder when it charged into her. I think she was the one that got steamrolled near the concession stand, yeah. Flipping her up into the air.
I remember that part of the video.
So, yeah.
Is this a fair amount to ask for being trampled by a bull, $9 million and $2.3 million?
Well, $9 million, obviously being the much higher number. I don't know. What's the 2.3's medical bill situation?
You have medical bills.
Expensive, yeah.
If the injuries caused you to no longer be able to serve in your job and you lose future earnings and all of those sorts of things. So there's, and then on top of it, you can have emotional distress and that sort of stuff, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I'd imagine it's a very traumatic experience. Yeah.
So there's.
Bulls are scary just to stand
on. You know, if one is younger versus older and says, I had this job that paid me, you know, $80,000 a year that I can't perform anymore, you know.
Are we surprised?
For how many years, you know, I could have done it for 20 years. What does that add up to with inflation?
Sure. If you go back and watch the video, too, there were not only two people injured. That was the unique part of it. Only two people filed a lawsuit. So the statute of limitations ran up on Monday. You had a two-year
grace period.
Grace period to file a lawsuit. And that expired on Monday. These are the only two lawsuits that were filed.
I mean, they got hurt.
They did.
And to your point, like, it's one thing to see a bull behind the gate. It's another to not be expecting at all to see it going towards you and then actually look at you and lock its attention at you. And then next thing you know, you're up in the air being retweeted a million and a half times.
Getting flipped up in
the air. You're being ragdolled. You know what I mean?
So fun to do.
I would imagine they have a pretty decent ground to stand on. Now, who pays this lawsuit? Is it the city?
So there's
rodeo association.
They even have 11 million. I mean,
they should have insurance.
I would imagine insurance would have to cover it. Yeah.
So you're going to get whoever.
If they settle at a number lower than these, right?
This has settlement written all over it in my mind.
Would you take four? Yes. Will you take 1.5? Yes. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
There's the $6 million.
So my guess is, maybe some of the smaller injuries, they already reached some sort of insurance settlement and everybody was happy, but the ones that had the more serious injuries said.
I think about this every time I go to a rodeo, though, of like, what if one of these, like, same thing with monster truck rallies. Like, dude, what's keeping one of these things from not flipping into the stands?
So when my stepdad used to race them, we'd be at the Memorial Coliseum for it. And there was a few times that, so this is like the early 90s, right?
Yeah.
I'm a child. This was like the start of their technology for those trucks was kill switches.
Yes.
Somebody else seeing it going awry can flick. Yeah. And they had to test them out before they do their races. Like the trucks would be going and then they just die to test to make sure it works. I literally watched one guy running away from a truck whose kill switch did not work. And it like pinned him. Luckily it bounced up and all four wheels like were against the wall of the Coliseum. And the guy was literally pinned. And the monster truck was like above him.
Dude.
And, you know, he's part of the show, so I don't think he filed a
lawsuit.
He's
not filing a lawsuit,
but
still.
This just happened at like a carnival somewhere. I think in Mexico, a truck went into the stands and it killed like four people.
That's horrifying.
So it's definitely a thing that's happened before.
Every time I'm at one of those events, I do think of those things. What is keeping one of these bulls from hopping the fence and just rummaging through the crowd? Because once it happens, there's nothing you can really do about it. Somebody, but Ralph, by the way, texted in and said the owner of the Party Bus Bowl was selling merchandise with the photos of the bowl.
Of the lady in the air?
That now you deserve to get sued. Now I hope you have to pay the lawsuit. That's pretty dumb.
Can you also acknowledge maybe not now, but you buy that shirt if you're the lady?
I'll buy it when I win the lawsuit.
That's what I'm saying. You get the $1 million and then you wear the t-shirt.
That would be part of my lawsuit. I would say I want the royalties for the shirts
on
that you're selling.
Shirt, yes.
I want 80% of every shirt. That's my picture.
There's an element that
I'm
sucks
upside down
to say, but like when humans are kind of like ragdolling in the air and just like limbs are flying.
Dude, somebody said my cousin and I tried to ride a bull at my grandpa's ranch. As soon as we touched its back, it took off and we rolled right off the back. It was terrifying. Couldn't even get my legs around it. One of the dumbest things I've ever done.
Well, or what, 2,025
If you have never been close, bulls are like horrifying.
Made of muscle.
Horrifying animals.
What are we,
dude, I don't know about bulls. I went to an ostrich farm once.
Yeah.
And it like moved its head.
And long necks, dude.
And then it started like spitting.
Oh, yeah. I like when they
do that. The fact that it just moved his head, he looked like a dinosaur. And I was like, I'm out.
There's that. They have wings, but they can't fly.
They're also tall.
They're like 7 feet tall.
7 feet tall. And I'm like,
long necks, man.
They lay eggs the size of boulders.
Dude, I ain't trusting a bird, let alone a bull. Are you kidding me? I don't trust a llama. I don't trust goats. You ever been next to a goat and had it butt your leg like a little mini goat?
Mini goats are cute because you can just cut.
Yeah,
you know,
until they hit your leg with their heads.
And get a horn into your
And their
knee.
Demon eyes are looking different ways. Yeah. And you're like, what are you looking for, dude? Yeah. I'm not a blackberry bush over here.
Can't figure it out. He's going to start biting.
Went to the petting zoo.
Man. Even peacocks. I used to be a little scared of the entrance of the zoo because of those things. Like, if someone once
those
in a while,
didn't bother me.
They spread their feathers.
No, when those feathers got up, they look pretty. And then they kind of like walk a little kind of fast. Like
come at you a little
Kyler
bit.
Kyler Murray, right at you. And I have a neighbor who owns peacocks. They don't shut up all day.
That was annoying. Yeah, that's annoying.
You don't know what that noise is. You're like, what is that noise? It's like, hey, yo!
Are you allowed to own peacocks?
Dude, they have five of them.
How do you have five peacocks?
They're on a farm.
They live out and they're all, are they outdoor peacocks or indoor peacocks?
Oh, dude, they're in our neighborhood sometimes. They're walking down the road.
Indoor, outdoor peacocks?
They're outdoor peacocks and they make a noise like the bird from Up. Remember that stupid bird?
I do remember the dumb bird.
I was like, what is this noise? So I looked it up and it's a peacock.
Mm.
And it sounds like they're saying, hey, yo, the whole time. Hey, yo, hey, yo. It's just like, dude. All night and day.
You yell, hey, yo, back at him.
All day. I do it out loud. I look like a crazy person. When I hear him, I'm always like, hey, yo, hey, yo. Just because I hear it so much.
The Magic Hat, every Thursday at 9, it always delivers. And that'll do it for the Magic Hat this week. Let's wrap it up with the World Cup beginning. That was my last entrance. I will give you the odds. Who are the favorites? Who are we take? We got to make our picks.
Mm.
Got to get our World Cup picks in if you filled out your brackets. No. And we got Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Wrap it up on a Thursday next on The Fam. Well, we will, of course, get Blue Line Brandon's thoughts on Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. We did not nail our prediction last. Nobody had 30-point comeback. What's the matter with you guys? Pfft, idiots.
29.
My apologies. 29.
My prediction was over 30 seconds in with the second cat foul.
It was.
I somehow trailed you and took Knicks minus 5.5 for a plus 145 money line bet. Yeah, I did alternate spread.
Well, we will get to that game because we did nail that prediction. So maybe hockey is just our sweet spot right now. So we'll close up there in a moment. Your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day. Dinner tonight at one of their five locations, Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, in Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. I do enjoy people making fun of me when I get a bomb thrown. I just pull out a lawn chair and sit down. That's a pretty funny GIF. I appreciate that.
Look, I appreciate your honesty on the topic, and
yeah,
you're probably
it doesn't
not
scare
wrong.
Me.
But
doesn't scare
I,
me.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it. You can pick your poison on your poll question of the day. We have two of them. Is Dan Lanning shaking in his boots about Lincoln Riley having an AI director? This is the edge that USC needed.
I think if anything, Dan Lanning's laughing about it.
Your current results are somehow that's yeah that's our Twitter machine is a little bit broken right now.
This
overwhelmingly
thing with these poll questions, dude. We can't post them.
I know it's a little bit difficult
it's
right now.
It's so stupid how broken it is.
We have people responding to the tweet, but somehow not counting every vote every time, and it drives me nuts. Will we see Patrick Mahomes playing a Super Bowl again? You voted earlier, and now it's telling me that's the first vote, even though you voted earlier. So according to that, a 50-50 split. Yes, we will see him play at a Super Bowl again. Mm. Go get dinner at one of their five locations tonight. As we all know, as the wonderful Danny Rojas once told us, football is life, my friends.
Football is life.
Football is life. And the World Cup begins today. We got two games. First one in the middle of the afternoon at noon. Later one tonight at 7 o'clock. For those who are not up to date, you know me. They call me Soccer Dirt. Here are your odds to win the World Cup. Spain is the slight favorite at plus 450.
España.
Followed by the fighting Victor Wembanyamas, the Frenchies and their fries.
Mbappe.
Plus 500. England, plus 700. Portugal. I'm assuming Ronaldo's still playing. Is he still doing it?
He's on the team, but
he's like a grandfather.
All their best players
are
all young players. So whether or not he plays or not is in question.
Remember him and LeBron did the GOATs commercial.
Yeah, that is true.
They tried to get Serena involved. She didn't want to do it. She's back.
Plus 800. Argentina, Brazil, plus 900. And you go on from there. Germany, 14-1. Netherlands, 20-1. Gentlemen.
Mm.
Start your engines.
Yes.
Who do we like to win the World Cup? Are we playing any future bets?
I am taking France.
Yes.
Oh, you're taking the Frenchies?
I like plus 475, almost the favorite. I'm going to take France to win the World Cup.
I have to remind myself going into today, because I will gamble on one of the games at least, probably the afternoon game. that soccer's incredibly stupid and you can bet on a team to win that wins and you don't win the bet.
If they draw in regulation, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, there will be no – in the group stage, you can have a draw.
Yeah, because then they do points.
But you go to – I mean, don't you go to – no, you
not
go
in
to
group stage. Okay, that's only when there's knockout and there has to be a winner because you're in a tournament and somebody has to advance.
Is there anything dumber to bet on than a draw? Yeah, tie.
Want a dirty secret?
Odds are probably pretty good.
I bet on four different draws this Premier League season because my team was kind of crap.
You're just drawing everything.
We're just hoping for 1-1.
Draws left and right.
Don't drop.
Well.
That's what you do. Anytime the Timbers have a halftime lead, go bet the draw in the live.
Yeah, they're probably going to blow it at some point in the second half.
Now, 75% of me wants to take USA at plus 6,000, but 25% of me wants to take Japan at plus 5,500.
Yeah, who's our long shot? Can I go Ivory Coast, 200-1?
That would be a very, very long shot.
Do they have Drogba playing for the Ivory Coast? Is he still around? I know Drogba.
I don't know.
Have you seen Norway? They had a video go pretty viral
yesterday.
Yes,
that would be, if you want a long shot, Norway's with Haaland there, who is the one of the more feared goal scorers and finishers.
Okay.
But France has several of them, including Mbappe. I think France might have a fairly enjoyable time in the United States here for the next month.
Okay.
Norway has this, like, Skull Viking clap type deal for their crowd. And
that's
the video
badass.
Circulated. And so basically they all lean forward and then they do like a universal pull back as if you're rowing the big boat. And it's like,
the Viking ship. Ooh, that's badass.
It was pretty badass.
Even as a Swede, I kind of want to root for the Norwegians.
I might
now.
Have to bet Norway now.
Well, the World Cup begins today. I don't have much else other than that. I will be watching. I am excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
The fan stories have been kind of fun. People traveling around. I'm sure the atmospheres will be good. I shouldn't say sure, but I'm guessing.
Well, both of today's
good,
games are in Mexico, so Mexico playing in Mexico City should have quite the environment.
Huge.
This is what I'm curious about. Yeah. I think these stadiums are going to be largely full. We've talked so much about corruption and pricing and price gouging, but like, just because you have full stadiums, I don't think represents the true nature of sports fan. Like, how many corporations bought these tickets and are now dispersing them? You know what I mean? Just to fill the stadiums up because a corrupted entity is like, hey.
I thought I saw a headline, too, that like VRBO or Airbnb were giving out free tickets if you rented a place to stay because they had so many places that went unrented. They were like, if you come stay here and rent this place, we'll give you a ticket to a World Cup game.
I mean, it's just a fact.
Which is a hell of a
deal. They've not gotten nearly the tourism they were promised by FIFA.
Anything else soccer swag we should be keeping an eye on? Any other big World Cup story? Is this like Messi's last one? Is this
probably Messi's certainly last Ronaldo's one. Last one?
Okay, so end of an era for those guys.
Mbappe winning one right now would
does
be...
he have one?
No.
Mbappe?
No. Wait, who won it before Argentina? Who won the one before?
I thought it was Spain that won the one before.
Okay. I don't believe he has one.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Young stud.
He is the next up and coming, right? He's the chosen one of soccer.
He's here. He's not here. Up and coming. He's
not
here.
Up and coming. Yeah. It's over.
He's already him.
He's the guy. Yeah. He's the dude.
He's him.
Well, I'll be watching at noon. I probably won't watch the second game very much, but I will watch. I'll be hanging around this afternoon, right around in the middle of nap time. We'll turn on a little World Cup soccer tonight.
Teddy nap time.
Nap time. We'll watch some soccer. And then we get Team USA tomorrow, and there is no NBA Finals or Stanley Cup Final game tomorrow.
No.
That will be happening.
2-day layoff.
Tomorrow, who do we like? What do we like? What's the storyline? Game 5.
We're going Canes.
Canes take a 3-2 lead.
3-2.
3-2 to go up 3-2.
Yep.
Canes 3-0. Bussy gets a shutout.
I don't like that you're jumping on my goal predictions here.
The Steve. Second the nut hits my lip, I spit it out. Don't be a quitter.
Hey, yeah!
That'll do it for us. If you missed any of the show, breaking news, a lot of it was about Game 4 of the NBA Finals last night. What a
some
moment.
High school kid's going to get the full swag treatment tonight.
Oh, don't do that. Don't
can
do that.
Stop it.
Thank you, everybody, for being part of our Thursday. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. You're listening to 105.1 FM The Fan.